spectral LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
There's a convoy missing. It was headed from Illinois to Jefferson City, Iowa. It disappeared just inside the border.
Disappeared?
They were due to call in at their checkpoint every 20 minutes. They didn't. I tried to reach them from ComSat. There was no reply. What was on the trucks?
A nuclear warhead.
They found us.
Where are you?
It doesn't matter. It's over.
They're going to get us.
You have to kill Prado. He knows too much.
Prado shoots Josik dead.
Drop the gun!
Put the gun down! Put the gun down!
Who are you?
My name's Joe Prado. I'm innocent.
Mr. Prado's rights will not be violated. Take me to him now.
We have no choice, Curtis. Do what he says.
There's a nuclear warhead missing. This is our only lead, Bill.
What the hell's going on here? You've got a key witness in a missing warhead. We should be pressing this guy with everything we've got.
Jack, it's Mike Novick.
Mike, if we want to procure any information from this suspect, we're going to have to do it behind closed doors.
You're talking about torturing this man?
I'm talking about doing what is necessary to stop this warhead from being used against us.
All right, gentlemen. I'll have an answer for you in 20 minutes.
Mr. President, this thing could be over in 20 minutes.
What if I could find another way to handle this? It wouldn't implicate anyone else but me.
I'm not going to authorize that, Jack.
You don't have to.
What do you mean?
Accept my resignation.
And if I do that, what then?
Release a suspect.
You mean now you're throwing me out?
That's right.
Make a sound, and I will blow your brains out all over the windshield.
Where is he?
Oh, no!
Where is he now? No. Here's my wife! Okay. Mama's gonna be at a place called the Hub tonight.
Where is it?
Where is it?
It's just east of top sound!
This will help you with the pain.
Jack knocks Prado out cold.
The following takes place between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Kim Raver as Audrey Raines, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, and Rico Aylesworth as Michelle Desler. Created by Joel Sono and Robert Cochran. Voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Buchanan makes a call as nurses tend Prado's wounds.
Put me through to the White House. No, not the President, Mike Novick.
Audrey enters the treatment room and reads through Prado's medical notes.
Call me when you've got him on the line.
Audrey looks Buchanan in the eye and approaches him with twisted brow.
What happened?
Prado talked.
Who did this?
Audrey.
I'm a representative of DOD. I have a right to know, Bill. Did Jack do this?
Yes, he did. It was the only way to get him to give up Marwan's location.
So President Logan gave Jack the authority to use force?
No, Audrey. The President didn't.
Where's Jack now?
He's prepping a team to apprehend Marwan.
Jack to Curtis, as teams of field agents change into protective combat gear.
Curtis, Tesla told me you want to utilize LAPD?
I'm having him locked down a 10-block perimeter.
I don't think that's the right call. Marwan's people are coming and going. We lock down that area, we just give them a heads up.
All right, we'll stay invisible.
Audrey arrives.
Excuse me for one second. What is it?
I just came from the clinic where they're treating Prado for multiple injuries.
Audrey, what do you expect me to do? Marwan has his nuclear warhead, and he's going to use it unless we find him first.
I understand the situation, Jack.
Then you know what I did was absolutely necessary. At least now I know where he is.
Logan gave you a direct order not to use extreme interrogation measures without his authorization. Jack, you are acting against the President.
I know.
Yeah, we're set.
You're right there.
All right, everyone, let's move on.
Look, I gotta go.
Jack, you can't keep working outside the line and not expect consequences.
Trust me, no one understands the consequences better than me. No one.
Jack.
They leave Audrey behind and walk along a concrete corridor.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Just ask.
I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Look, for whatever it's worth, you did the right thing with Prado.
Jack glances back at Audrey.
Thanks.
She stares coldly, her arms tightly crossed. President Logan.
Authorizing the torture of a foreign national is one thing, but torturing a U.S. citizen, I can't...
Sir,
This man Prado has information on the whereabouts of a nuclear warhead.
We don't know that for sure, Mike.
No, sir, we don't, because you're not letting CTU do what they need to do.
I want to wait till the Attorney General gets back to me with an opinion.
Mr. President, we are running out of time.
Walt, you were the first one to raise an objection to this. What do you think now?
I think you need to make a decision, sir. And sooner rather than later.
Mr. Novick, Bill Buchanan's on the phone from CTU. He's called twice. He says it's urgent.
I'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
What should I tell him? Mr. President.
Stop pressing me for an answer I'm not ready to give. I need more time.
Walt taps impatiently at his tired lip. 106. Novick considers a moment, then sharply leaves the bunker briefing room for a side office and picks up Buchanan's call.
Sorry for the delay, Bill, but the president is still working through his decision.
The president won't have to make that call, Mike.
What are you talking about?
Prado gave up Marwan's location.
I thought Prado claimed he didn't know anything.
He did. He changed his mind.
You mean Bauer physically coerced him? Tell me what happened. Chapter and verse.
Mike, Bauer got the information we needed. I think it's best if I insulate you from the details.
The president gave explicit orders. You should have restrained Bauer.
With all due respect, restraint is a luxury we can't afford right now.
What am I supposed to tell the president?
Convince him to sign off on the extreme interrogation, and we'll cheat the timeline and the official record.
I made the mistake of deceiving one president. I won't make the same mistake twice.
Even though we both know Bauer was right. Mike. Someone out there has one of our nuclear warheads.
May I speak off the record?
Go ahead.
I'm worried about President Logan.
Worried?
Why?
His behavior over the last few hours.
I'm concerned about his ability to lead us through this crisis.
I understand.
Novick watches Logan through the glass doors. The president stands frozen with fear and indecision. Meanwhile, in central Iowa, the terrorist truck carrying the warhead backs into a corrugated farm warehouse. It takes four strong men at each corner to lift the heavy metal crate carefully inside. Marwan contacts the truck leader, Robert Morrison, from the dance floor of a Los Angeles nightclub.
Yes?
Where are you?
I'm at the location.
I just arrived with a package.
Has Sabir done the compatibility check?
Not yet.
Call me as soon as he's finished. Then I'll have the next payment wired to your account.
The crate is set down on the floor and the metal casing removed. Sabir slides out the warhead circuitry and examines the trigger mechanism. Morrison looks on.
Is it compatible?
I'll need to reconfigure the trigger mechanism.
Is it compatible?
Yes.
How long will that take?
An hour, maybe less.
Then you should start.
Sabir's cell phone begins to ring.
My girlfriend.
She'll leave a message.
She's already left three messages. I don't want her calling around for me.
Take the call, but hurry up.
Nabila?
Where are you, Sabir?
It's the middle of the night.
I asked you where you are.
At the hotel.
Stop lying to me. I called. You never checked in. Tell me what you're doing.
Nabila, I can't talk about this now. Get some sleep and I'll explain everything tomorrow.
You mean after you've had time to come up with another lie? I found something on your computer, Sabir. A bookmark. Do you have something to do with what's been happening today?
How can you ask that?
Are you working with these terrorists?
Of course not. You know I'm not a violent man.
I know your politics.
Nabila, enough. Stop talking nonsense.
Is it nonsense?
Like I said, I'll explain things tomorrow.
Sabir, listen to me.
She's fine. Don't worry.
Buchanan to a PA.
I want schematics on the nightclub, options for a staging area, and let County know we need traffic control. Thank you.
Bill, how could you let Jack torture Prado?
Audrey, it had to be done.
The president made it very clear that he didn't want Prado's rights violated.
That's right, he did make it clear, and he was wrong.
We can't just break protocol because we think it's right at the time and expect to get away with it.
Normally, I'd agree with you. But in this case, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
What kind of answer is that?
The answer is it worked. We got Marwan's location. Audrey, with all due respect, this is not Washington, D.C. Policy and politics do not always work on the front line, which is where we are today.
Yes, well, Charles Logan is a politician, and he is not going to give you forgiveness. I hope this does not come back to haunt you or Jack.
If what we did gets us to Marwan, we'll live with it.
Buchanan leaves Audrey to rub her wrinkled brow. 1:11, and a less than sure-footed Novick returns to update Logan.
What is it?
CTU located Marwan. They sent a tactical team to grab him.
That's good news. But I'm curious how they obtained Marwan's location. Did they use force?
Yes, sir, I believe force was used, but I'm sure I don't need to remind you that this is an extremely time-sensitive situation.
Who's responsible, Mike? I'm asking you a question, Mike. Who did this?
Jack Bauer.
I'm the President of the United States. I can't allow this kind of insubordination to go unanswered, especially in a time of crisis. I want Bauer arrested.
I agree. That should happen, sir. But I think we should wait until we have Marwan in custody.
No. I want him arrested now.
Sir, Bauer is heading the field operation.
Jack Bauer is not the only man who could do the job. Put someone else in charge.
Mr. President.
Get me Secret Service.
Yes, Mr. President.
Novick stands silent. Buchanan to Curtis.
Has Jack set the robotic camera in position?
We're still a few minutes out, Bill.
We're set to receive. Thanks, Curtis. Get this to Audrey Raines and have her stream it to DOD, please. Buchanan.
Bill, it's Mike Novick. I just got out of a room with President Logan. He knows how he got the information from Prado.
How did he find that out?
He's not a stupid man, Bill. I'm not going to lie to him.
Well, you'll just have to convince him to leave it alone, then.
I tried. He's not going to leave it alone.
Fine. Tomorrow he can bring charges against me. Right now I have to get back to the business of finding Marwan.
It's not tomorrow, and it's not you.
What does that mean?
He wants Jack Bauer arrested.
Arrested? Mike! Jack is heading up the team that's trying to bring in Marwan.
We're aware of that. Logan's adamant. He wants this dealt with immediately. Anything less he will take is a personal repudiation of his presidency.
Okay, what's more important, the president's feelings or capturing the man who's responsible for everything that's happened today?
I hear what you're saying, Bill. But Logan's already called the Secret Service. They're on their way to take Jack into custody. I suggest you warn him immediately.
1:13. End of part one. Two CTU Fortracks and a blacked-out van arrive at a quiet car park to the rear of the nightclub. Armed agents quickly move into position, while Jack scans the neon-lit entrance with a night scope. Curtis joins him.
Before we move in, we need confirmation Marwan's inside.
I'll send in the remote camera, see if we can get a visual.
All right.
Checking the monitors.
What's your point of entry?
Ventilation shaft.
Chloe, it's Jack. Can you get the schematics for the AC configuration for the building? Send it over to my PDA.
I'm on it, Jack. I'll send it to you as soon as I can.
Okay, camera's working.
Jack tests the robotic camera, and a clear image flashes up on the monitors. He slides the camera into his shoulder bag and strides inconspicuously towards the nightclub. More heavily armed SWAT teams jump out of the three strike vehicles and take up a support position in the car park. Chloe.
O'Brien.
We got a Los Angeles woman reporting suspicious activities. First tier wants it kicked up to you.
Cross-reference an ID match?
She seems to be who she says she is.
Okay, send her information to my screen and put her through.
Here you go.
This is Chloe O'Brien. How can I help you? I was just telling the man on the phone. I'm not sure who exactly I should be talking to.
I'm an analyst at CTU Los Angeles. Why don't you start at the beginning?
I'm calling about my boyfriend.
What's his name?
You need to understand, I'm not sure if this means anything.
You were about to tell me his name?
Sabir Ardakhani. We've been going out since grad school.
Can you spell that?
Ardakhani, A-R-D-A-K-A-N-I.
Where'd you go to grad school?
Berkeley Tech. We were both studying engineering. He's been traveling a lot lately, business trips, he said. I'm not sure why I looked, probably because of everything that's been going on today. But I found something on his computer.
Tell me.
I think Sabir may have become involved with radical groups.
You mean terrorists?
Yes.
Where's Sabir now?
He said he was going to Arizona for a client meeting, but the hotel has no record of him.
When you look through his computer files, tell me what you found specifically.
Most of his files are encrypted, but there was one document in the recycle bin that's a schematic for a microchip. A type I've never seen before.
1:21. Jack enters the nightclub building and picks his way along a basement corridor by torchlight. He climbs some stairs and peers around a wall to check that no one is around. He shines the torch across the breeze-block walls and ceiling for signs of an opening, but finds nothing. He continues along the corridor past stacks of beer bottles until he eventually spots an air conditioning vent high up on the wall. Jack grabs an empty crate, takes a closer look, then proceeds to take out the screws from the cover plate with a blade of a flick knife.
Buchanan wants to talk to you.
No.
He says it's urgent.
Fine.
Go ahead, Bill.
Jack, we've got a problem. Secret Service is on their way over there now to arrest you.
What are you talking about?
Logan knows we violated his order when you went after Prado.
Bill, if they can't interrupt this mission, you gotta stall them.
Jack, I've been on the phone for the last 10 minutes. There's nothing I can do from here.
You have to get Marwan before Secret Service gets there.
Curtis, did you copy that?
Yeah. I'll run interference.
Give me a couple minutes. I'll be ready to transmit.
Okay, we're ready.
As Jack takes off the vent cover, Marwan's sentries mingle with unsuspecting revelers cavorting on the dance floor. A Middle Eastern man prowls past them towards Marwan, who waits in a quiet back room.
Excuse me, Marwan. I just talked to Abad in New York. As soon as you're done, I'll upload the tape.
Good. I want this delivered to television stations by dawn on the East Coast.
It won't be a problem. Do you want to cover your face?
No. I want the American people to know who did this.
1:23. Marwan records his broadcast to camera.
Ready. People of America, you wake up today to a different world. One of your own nuclear weapons has been used against you. It'll be days and weeks before you can measure the damage we have caused. But as you count your dead, remember why this has happened to you. You have no understanding for the causes of the people you strike down or the nations you conquer. You choose to meddle in their affairs without respect. You follow your government unquestioning toward your own slaughter. Today, you pay the price for that ignorance.
Back in the dark of the basement, Jack reaches into his shoulder bag and pulls out the robot camera, a sort of flat, bat-shaped stealth device on wheels. He switches it on at the base and places it high up in a ventilation shaft. Next, he opens up a monitor screen on the radio control that shows a schematic of the winding ventilation system. Another screen displays what the robot camera sees ahead. Jack advances the camera along the metal vent shaft and settles himself into a discreet corner behind a stack of beer bottles.
The camera's in the vent.
The camera powers forward and pans left to show punters bopping the night away on a crowded dance floor.
I've got a visual on the main room. Approximately 50 civilians. My one won't be here. He's going to want to stay out of sight. Hold on. I've got a possible sentry. And a second possible sentry at the window looking down on the street.
All right, Michelle, can you get a frame grab?
We're working on an ID.
Sending a freeze frame to the facial recognition software.
A message on Chloe's screen reads, "Loading recognition software," until a pop-up screen reveals the suspect's ID.
Jack, we have a match. He's a known associate of Marwan.
That confirms that Prado gave us a legitimate address.
But not that Marwan is in the building. We can't risk exposing ourselves till we know he's in there.
Castle, Secret Service is approaching your position.
Jack, Secret Service has arrived.
Did Marwan's people see them approach?
No, they came up through the rear alley.
Two agents flash their badges at Curtis and Castle.
Moving over to the next room.
The broadcast continues.
Unless you renounce your policies of imperialism and interventionist activities, this attack will be followed by another and another after that.
The robot camera reaches the back room and peers through the vent.
I got a visual on people what looks like a storage unit.
How many?
Five. But they're talking to someone outside my sight line.
All right, copy. All right, stand by, Jack. What's going on?
Secret Service. I'm Agent Greg Murfield. This is Agent Frank Wells. We know this is a highly irregular situation, but we have orders to take Jack Bauer into custody.
Curtis, let me talk to them.
Go ahead, Jack.
This is Jack Bauer. Right now, we are trying to confirm that Habib Marwan is in this building. He is a terrorist in possession of a stolen nuclear warhead. I cannot impress upon you how sensitive this mission is.
The president was specific, sir. We need to pull you off this now.
I don't think you understand. I am in a concealed position. You pull me out now, you put this whole operation in jeopardy. As soon as this is over, I give you my word, I will go with you.
I'm sorry, Agent. If you don't come out, we're going to have to come in and get you.
Local Secret Service Command has confirmed the order, Jack. There's nothing I can do about it here.
Jack, we don't have a choice. We're going to need to replace you.
Jack, this is Castle. I'm heading out to you.
Approach the south side of the building.
Got it.
All right, we're on the move.
All right, careful.
127. Castle moves forward in full CTU assault gear, unlike Jack, who dressed casually. A taxi catches him in the glare of its headlights, and he's spotted by one of Marwan's sentries.
The officer's outside.
Marwan, the police are here. Nasir saw an officer outside.
Start packing.
As Marwan considers his next move, he walks forward into the sight line of the robot camera.
Hold on, I got a visual on Marwan. I have a visual on Marwan. He is in the building.
Marwan looks carefully around. He examines the vent, sees the hidden camera, and orders everyone to leave.
Damn it, they know we're here. Everybody move out of the building.
All right, cover's blown. Everyone go, 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 go!
SWAT teams scramble from their positions and charge towards the nightclub with automatic weapons bristling in the night air. Marwan and his entourage plow through dancing clubbers and bacchanalian barflies, casually knocking back their drinks. Jack hurries up the basement stairs and through deserted stainless steel kitchens, his gun leading every step of the way. Marwan disappears down a small staircase set back in the corner of the club. Jack emerges onto the dance floor to see the last of the men descend out of view, just as Curtis arrives with his SWAT teams. The club has dropped to the floor in panic as Jack hightails down the narrow stairs with Curtis and the SWAT teams close behind him. Marwan and his men run through an underground storeroom, collect torches and other bits of equipment before dashing out through a hole in the wall. One drops Marwan's broadcast cassette as he delves into a box. As he stoops to pick it up, Jack catches up with him.
Please.
The terrorist falls to the ground.
Bob, enough!
I got him, Jack.
One of those men have escaped through a hole in the outer basement wall.
Set up a 2-mile perimeter. Cover all utility access points.
A tiny light flickers by the tunnel exit.
Bob! Bob!
Jack, what happened? Curtis! Curtis!
Jack, you okay?
Yeah. Check on the men.
Jack shines his torch at the debris.
Michelle, it's Jack. We can't pursue. They blew the tunnel up behind them. It's completely blocked. Have LAPD tighten up the perimeter. Get him to tell us what this tunnel feeds into now.
Yeah.
The two agents arrive.
Jack.
Agent Bauer. Agent Murfield, Secret Service. I'm sorry, but I'm here to take you into custody. Hand over your weapon, please.
He does so, and places both his hands on the wall.
You blew this mission.
Sorry, sir. I'm just following orders.
1:30. End of part 2. Part 3. 1:35. An agent discovers the cassette on the terrorist's body. Curtis to Michelle.
Has anyone asked President Logan what the hell he was thinking arresting Jack in the middle of the operation?
Look, Curtis, we still have to focus on finding Marwan. We pulled up city records. The building is directly adjacent to a sewer line.
How many street-level egress points are there?
At least 30.
Which means Marwan's probably gotten past her perimeters already.
Yeah, well, we still have to keep looking. LAPD and FBI will set down a grid down there. I want you to coordinate your men with them.
We just found a videotape on the man we shot.
It's been damaged, but we should be able to recover most of what's on it.
We'll have one of your men come back here with a videotape. Edgar's repositioned the satellite. We'll let you know if we find anything.
You got it.
Logan to Buchanan.
How did Marwan get past your men?
They had to move in before they were ready.
Why?
Secret Service showed up to take Bauer into custody, which compromised one of our positions.
I didn't mean... That's not what I meant to have happen.
With respect, sir, your orders were explicit.
What other search protocols are you running?
None, Mr. Novick. We're essentially without a lead.
Bill, give us a few minutes.
We'll get right back to you.
Standing by.
1:36. Novick throws Logan a withering look of silent accusation.
This is not my fault. None of this would have happened if Jack Bauer hadn't disobeyed my orders in the first place.
I'm sorry, sir, but if you're asking me to agree with that assessment, I can't.
If it wasn't for Jack, we wouldn't have located Marwan.
Logan turns his back and stares numbly at the presidential insignia.
CTU is waiting for us to call them back with a directive. What would you like me to tell them, Mr. President?
Logan blankly shakes his impotent head.
I have no idea. And that's the problem, isn't it? It is my fault we lost him. This man, Marwan, has a nuclear warhead, and I allowed him to escape.
Mr. President.
Stop! I don't even know if I deserve to be called that.
Whatever I call you won't change the fact. You are President of the United States.
I shouldn't be. For the good of this country, I should resign.
That's not an option, sir. Not without destroying public's confidence, which is already at its limits. Three presidents in as many hours would be devastating.
Then what should I do, Mike? Tell me what to do.
There's someone who can advise you better than I can. You should consider bringing him in here to help you through this.
Who?
President Keeler is in critical condition after Air Force One crashed in the Mojave Desert a few hours ago. A White House spokesperson reports that the president was taken to an undisclosed military hospital following the crash. Details are still forthcoming.
Sir, there's a secure call coming through for you.
Thank you, Adam.
Former President Palmer.
Hello.
Mr. President. Mike?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to disturb you so late.
No, I've been up all night following the news. This is a tragic day for our country.
Yes.
May I ask when you received your last intelligence briefing?
3 hours ago. Why?
Since then,
the terrorist behind today's events, Habib Marwan, has taken possession of a nuclear warhead.
Oh my God. How?
Well, he recovered the football from the wreckage of Air Force One, and he used it to track and steal the warhead.
President Logan feels he needs help.
What kind of help?
Substantial.
I'm not sure what you're asking me to do.
President Logan is requesting
you run the effort to recover the stolen weapon and be in place to make
whatever decisions need to be made.
A crisis is looming. Hard choices may need to be made. And by the president's own admission, he feels he may not be up to the task. This country is very possibly about to face the worst terrorist act in its history. We need your leadership.
Before I do anything, I want to speak to President Logan face to face.
Fair enough.
I'll notify your Secret Service detail to bring you to the White House.
All right, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Secret
Service rescinded the order. Yeah, they're releasing Jack now.
All right. Yeah.
Jack waits in the agent's car.
Please step out of the car, Agent Bauer.
What's going on?
President Logan realized this was a mistake. You're free to go.
Cuffs off, Jack is handed his badge and gun.
I am genuinely sorry about all this.
It doesn't really help us with our situation, does it? We had Marwan. Any sign of him?
We have people all over the tunnels. So far, nothing.
We had him. Damn it, we had him!
Hey, they're not finished searching the tunnels.
If you haven't found him yet, you're not going to. Too many ways in, too many ways out. See if you have any new leads on Marwan or the warhead?
No.
Great. Load everybody up. We're going back to CTU now.
All right, everyone, let's go.
146. Chloe to Edgar.
Edgar.
Busy, Chloe.
Need you to release your system.
Why?
It's the only one with a random sequencer.
You're going to have to wait.
Can't wait. Someone called a lead-in. Now that Marwan's escaped, I need to pursue this.
This is more important. I have agents out there looking for Marwan. I need to reconfigure the perimeter for them.
You don't need your system to do that. Just tell them to use the profiles we loaded onto their panel.
That won't be good enough. Things are changing every minute.
They're field agents. They have guns. They don't need you to coddle them.
You know, that's a pretty rude attitude.
I need your system.
No.
She sees Tony.
Tony.
What?
A woman called in and she thinks her boyfriend may have had something to do with today's terrorist attacks.
Did you verify it?
No, that's the problem. I need to use Edgar's system.
Why?
Her evidence involves data that she got from her boyfriend's computer. It's in proprietary format.
Well, what's Edgar doing?
He's screwing around, moving agents that Jack and Curtis don't need.
Edgar.
Yeah.
Let Chloe into your system.
What about tactical I'm running? I still got guys out there.
Marwan's long gone. Most of those agents you can call back in.
Excuse me.
Chloe floats smugly into Edgar's chair and throws him a girlish smile of victory. Edgar leaves in an oversized huff. Meanwhile, back in a warehouse somewhere in central Iowa, Sabir continues to tinker with a nuclear warhead. He places a reconfigured chip into the motherboard of the control panel, and data begins to appear on the screen of his laptop. He turns some cog-like dials, then refers back to a circuit diagram also stored on his laptop. Morrison contacts Marwan as he escapes through the sewer.
Yes.
This is Morrison. Is there a problem? I haven't heard from you.
CTU found the club.
I didn't know you were there.
It must have been Prado. Has the warhead been reconfigured?
Yes.
And our timetable remains unchanged.
Marwan, we may have a potential security breach here.
Who?
Technician Sabir.
His girlfriend's getting suspicious.
But it's being taken care of.
Of course, it's being handled.
Let me know when it's done.
Morrison looks cagily towards Sabir, who looks nervously over the lid of his laptop. Marwan climbs up a ladder to street level and on to freedom. Chloe to Tony.
Tony.
Yeah?
The woman with the phone tip who was suspicious about her boyfriend panned out.
What'd you find?
She sent us a schematic of a microchip that we did analysis on. It's used exclusively in legacy nuclear warheads.
Does this include the warhead Marwan has control of?
Yes, this is the design of the chip that controls the trigger on the stolen warhead.
What do we know about the man whose computer we found this on?
His name is Sabir Ardakhani. According to his girlfriend, he's recently become radicalized.
I want his picture and ID on an all-agency distribution list. Highest priority.
She thinks he's out of state, but she has no idea where.
Well, if he's in this with Marwan, he's probably somewhere in the Iowa region with the warhead.
This woman who gave you the tip, is she local?
Yes, Los Feliz. She says that the rest of the files on his hard drive are locked. If that's the case, we're going to need a specialist.
We're going to need to send the team over there as soon as possible to see what else we can dig up on him.
All right. Chloe, I want you over there.
What?
Take a team with you. Let's get on this.
Oh, I'm not a field agent. I don't do that.
Chloe, we need a specialist on this. You're the only one who can get those files off that hard drive. I want to know what Ardakhani is doing and where he is. Chloe,
I'm giving you an order. Go.
Chloe looks to Tony for support. 150. End of part 3. Part 4. 154.
Edgar, it's Chloe. Does my panel have a live link to the tactical network?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for?
We don't do that until the agent's on site.
I'm not an agent.
I know, Jack, but you're attached to a mobile unit, Chloe.
I'm just trying to do things by the book. Isn't that always what you tell me to do?
Why do you have to be so contrary? I'm just not comfortable out here. I want to make sure you have everything covered.
Fine. You have your live link. What else?
Trunk my audio in with Bergen and White. I want to make sure that I can monitor two-way between them and CTU.
Done.
Okay. I can't think of anything else right now, but if I do, I'm going to call you, and I really hope you don't give me so much resistance next time.
Chloe, I know you're scared, and I'll make sure everything is covered on this end.
Why did they ask me to do this? I really hate it.
Well, you were prepping?
I asked Buchanan if I can go instead of you. He wouldn't let me.
He said you were the best analyst we have.
He's right.
I know. I'll call you if I can think of anything else.
Okay.
155. Chloe and two agents arrive in the CTU mobile unit at a quiet suburban cul-de-sac. They turn the heavily protected car around and park it facing the exit. As Chloe leaps out onto the front lawn, an attractive Asian woman with dark flowing hair comes out of the front door to meet them.
Hi, I'm Agent O'Brien. These are Agents Bergen and White. You're Nabila Aljamian?
Yes.
Where's the computer? Please come in.
They hurry inside.
These men need to search the house. Did Mr. Ardakhani keep records other than on his computer?
There are some papers in the bedroom.
This is the computer you found the chip schematic on?
Yes, but like I told you before on the phone, the rest of his files are encrypted.
Are you sure?
Yes, I ran a checksum and built a subroutine to confirm. I have a doctorate in computer sciences.
Okay, let's see. You're right, they use Blowfish algorithm.
How can you tell?
By the tab on the file headers.
Can you decrypt it?
CTO is a proprietary algorithm. It shouldn't take that long. We'll start by trying to hack the password. Let's start with the basics. Write down nicknames, birthdays, pets, anything you think you might have used.
Okay. What was that?
I don't know.
Go! Go!
A terrorist shoots at them, and they run.
In here!
Chloe hurries with Sabir's laptop into the laundry room, and the two women barricade the door with a washing machine.
Your men are dead. Open the door.
Don't you have a gun?
I work with computers.
Open the door.
Edgar Styles.
Edgar, it's Chloe. This is an emergency. We're being shot at.
Where are
Open
you?
Open the door.
The Los Feliz location. We need help.
Okay, all right. Jack Curtis, Chloe's on the field. She's on the fire.
What's her location?
1482 Franklin, Los Feliz.
Curtis, how far out are the close attack teams?
Come on.
Chloe, it's Jack. What's your situation?
I barricaded us in the laundry room.
Who are you with?
Our informant, Bergen and White, were with me. Bergen's down. I don't know where White is. I'll call you back.
Chloe, don't hang up the phone. Get her back on the line now.
Before the terrorists can break open the door, the two women bolt out of a window. The man follows by a different route.
This is Jack Bauer. I need an LAPD response at 1482 Franklin. We have two agents down, one under fire. Where are the attack teams?
About 15 minutes.
It's too long.
1:58. They run to the car.
Be open. Where are the keys?
The terrorist stomps through the house past the bodies of Chloe's backup team. Chloe phones CTU.
Jack, it's her.
Put her on speaker.
Jack, how far away is help?
At least 10 minutes.
10 minutes is too long.
Chloe, just try to stay calm. Tell me where you are now.
He's shooting us! The glass is bulletproof.
Chloe, I need you to tell me where you are.
We're in the CTU car. He's shooting at us from outside. I don't have the keys. Can I hotwire this?
No, it's secure, but there should be weapons stored inside the vehicle.
There's a rifle in the back. It's locked. I need the combination.
I'm on it.
As Chloe fiddles with a combination lock, the terrorist continues to shoot at them through the bulletproof windscreen with a pump-action shotgun.
He's going. Where's he going? Wait, I think he's leaving.
The terrorist marches angrily over to his Jeep and jumps in. Meanwhile, Palmer skims through the most up-to-date security briefs as Logan anxiously waits for him to arrive.
Have we got the combination?
Not yet.
The terrorist backs onto a driveway.
He's gonna ram us!
And repeatedly smashes into them. Shoots a neighbor.
Go, get out!
Nabila and Chloe leap out of the car, and as the terrorist powers towards them in his Jeep, Chloe fires at him with deadly accuracy using an automatic rifle. His lifeless body crumples to the ground. The end.